This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Radio Show. Ba-ba-ba-da-bum. Shink schlong. It is really today as Friday. And this whole day it's going to be November the 2nd, I think. If I'm correct. Am I correct, Christian?
Yeah, it's November 2nd today. We're 2 days past Halloween. Happy Halloween, folks.
Jermaine.
I'm with that. Broccoli. We're Halloween, too.
I love Halloween.
I know. Each to his own, hey?
Did your community, and I use that word lightly.
But it's colors.
Nee, ek praat van die Jou waar jy bly, fuckers. Het julle geklop aan die deure en vir die mense sjokoladietjies gegee?
I am unaware of that.
Really, hey, it's not on. It's a young ones now. It's a young ones.
Well, it's just past my frame of outside of my frame of reference.
But you know
so
what?
I know about it, but I don't practice it.
You know why it's outside our frame of reference? Because the nationalist fucking government thought it was Satanist, and therefore we never practiced it.
Right.
We don't know about this. Hey, Rian, het jy nog trick-or-treat?
Nee, ons het geen trick-or-treat.
Maar Christian, jy?
We did Halloween celebrations, I guess.
You see, younger generation, already free. Because he's a free born, isn't he?
Is it as simple as that, though? Or is it the fact that it's just that getting information from people are... I mean, you live in South Africa, but you live all over with all these connections that you make these days.
But so, those days, they could stop and block what they didn't want us to see.
Yeah.
So, like, black and white TV was a no-no.
So, now you're blaming the nationalist government.
Of course. Okay. And the churches. They thought it was evil. They thought it was... They didn't know where it came from. Meanwhile, it came from the Irish.
Listen, for fuck's sake, I'm just happy that somebody is saying that the old government was
cuck.
Shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, because everybody's going, oh my God, this ANC government or this new
they
government
forget.
Is making so much
no,
trouble that
no.
everything is worse and it's shitty.
It's
and
not.
It's the poof. And I'm going, you people just don't remember. But
know,
people complain.
You know what happened? We had this draconic, is that a word? Government. We had this strange Mr. President Snape, who was organizing everything, what you can listen to. He even, when he's young, I don't think gay, but let's say, son, took out a video and he was listening to it. Well, he's not
watching, listening.
Watching. Mm-hmm. It was Midnight Run by Rob De Niro, with Rob De Niro. Very good movie. One of my favorite movies ever. Same director as Beverly Hills Cop 1. So after the third fuck, Pierre made sure that fucking video was censored in the country. So if you
like, as in a fuck, as in a shag fuck, or what?
The word.
Oh, the word.
So now, all of a sudden, if you took out that video, because I took it out, loved it, took it out again. All of a sudden, that was what the? Are you mean what? For Pierre, wat daar gesit het soos 'n ou oupaatjie.
Nee, my here, dit kan ons nie. Ons kan nie dit luister nie. Nee, God Pieter, waar het jy dit nou gekry?
My video blok.
Hoe praat jy soos 'n fucking moffie?
Ek is nie moffie, papa. Ek het maar net 'n dildo in my hol, soos ek met papa
praat. Jesus, nee, hierdie is te erg.
Maar kom ons luister nou na die nietste. I love this. This is like David Attenborough.
Jerry the giraffe is being chased again.
Supposedly he tried to mate with the lioness's male companion in the middle of the night. Here comes the rest of the gang to witness the fracas while shouting. Jerry rarely trains legs at the gym. It almost looks like he's not fallen far from the bird's nest. He runs his fucking legs off while screaming like a pussy bitch. The lionesses come in from both sides like a huge fuckfest while Jerry sees his friends in the distance. Look at those dank majestic legs outrunning these fat cunts. A single lioness who's recently joined her local gym and attempted a squat feels like she is the one to take out the lanky streak of piss that is Jerry. Her spin classes have prepared her for this moment. She gets ready. No, she's fucked it. 21st century equality, bitch. Jerry straddles off into the horizon, looking for his friends who are all awaiting him with open legs and a Jaeger and half an ounce of ketamine. Go, Jerry, you fucking rock star.
He crossed the radio show.
So look.
Do you remember Saranti Reeders? She did, what is that thing she did?
Yeah, with Solly Flander. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know where the
homie... That was a throwback. Sorry, that was nostalgia.
So, maak mens, dat gesê ook. Maar dit is van 'n ou ene. Maar weet julle wat sy het vir my gestuur? Baie van die jong mense ken dit seker, maar ek dink is hilaria. Hierdie ding van...
Dis van 'n mosquito bite en jy lach jou dood. Dis hilaria.
Ja. Ja, sy het die podcast luister. Maar, sorry.
Bah! Are you aware that you just did that on air? I mean, you live alone too long. Jy bly nou te lank alleen, mens vergeet.
I love Shemaine going to mother mode. This is my new favorite segment.
Can I just say something?
I'm done.
Can I say something?
He wrecked me in the back.
Yeah. Hey, I work hard every motherfucking day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I work hard. Yeah, but today is my day, it's my day, and no matter what they say, it's my day, la 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 la,
yeah. La, la, la.
Roll up to the spot just as quick as you could fall, oh no no no, I can't fuck with that at all, can't fuck with that at all. I work hard every motherfucking day.
Yay, 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 yay. Yay, yay, yay.
I work hard every day.
Verstaan jy nou, Shemaine? Verstaan jy nou?
And, yeah, I know.
Waar die burp vandaan gekom
het. I am not disputing that. All I am saying is that when one lives alone for so long,
yeah,
you pick up habits that you know.
Get a little bit comfortable with yourself.
You get a bit comfortable, you forget that you're like in company. Company.
It's eccentric.
All right, I'll work with that.
Okay, Rian.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Shemaine.
Uh-huh.
Christian.
Is that chocolates in?
Chips percent.
No, it's like dog biscuits.
I can feel the percent.
Dog biscuits. Geef een chocolade. Alsjeblieft.
Okay.
So. Onke doodjes, rerig. Rerig. Ik heb gedoog eens nonsens en waar je die ander goedje?
Cadeaus.
Cadeautjes, ja. Yeah, what's your point?
What is a cadeautje?
It's a gift in Dutch.
Ah.
Oh.
The more you know.
I don't know
that. The less you find out.
So, for your cadeautjes,
we
got to go and do an experiment.
Oh, God.
So... The Cliff Central show, the Dacha, they've been there, they've done that, they've done the cookies.
Are we going to do a show on Turbovite?
Yes. We can't emulate that. So I bought us some Turbovite.
All right.
It's not that poisonous.
It's not Ritalin, is what you're saying.
It's not Ritalin, it's not that, what's that thing? Viagra. It's not that. This one, it's not Viagra. This one will give us energy.
Okay.
I want to see in which way. So, Think about yourself. Think how you feel.
Okay.
And I'm opening up the purple turbo wine.
By the way, while he's opening this
Why are we drinking it? I feel fine.
I know, but it's, I have to explain to these dumb fucks listening. No, we love you. Listen, just try with these WhatsApps, hey?
So I have an update on the WhatsApp thing.
Tell me.
So the WhatsApp's dead, apparently. But if you have Telegram...
Oh, fuck it.
Yes.
So that is amazing.
Telegram.
But it's, like, the problem... Exactly. Now I have to explain to, like, 40 mothers in, like, Benoni how to, like, get Telegram.
They're not listening. The mothers must fuck off.
Gasper, if you can move back a little bit, I can give them the Telegram number. So if you have Telegram on your phone, and if we only moved that flip file, I could read the whole thing. Hey... You can send us messages at 079-748-2090.
What is Telegram?
It's like WhatsApp, but encrypted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Christian, you confuse me.
But that's why? What I want to even give this young generation. You know, Christian, can I tell you something?
I actually have Telegram on my phone.
Can I tell you my feelings towards you?
Please do.
You are like my young brother I never had.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Don't cry out loud.
For me, Argentina.
Okay, don't you think so?
I think so.
I'm like your older brother.
Yeah, well...
You just killed it.
Minus two, yeah.
I'm really good at ruining moments.
So, you know, I'm going, in my head, I'm going, oh, they knew one another in a couple of lifetimes or a previous lifetime.
But you know, I saw the other guy in Facebook. Tell them.
What did you see?
How many friends are we? How many years have we been friends?
Eight. I think eight.
Can you believe it, Christian?
Is it that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
How old is she done now?
But he is healing.
I'm turning 24 in like a month.
When is that, like a Sag or a Capricorn?
A okay. Capricorn.
Ah, yeah. Okay, that makes bloody sense. And you're going to just fucking out for your daddy.
I'm handing
Come on.
The drugs over. It wasn't one purple capsule. Don't drink it yet, my friend.
Actually, Rian needs two because Rian is feeling a little oolic.
He's fit.
By the way, can I tell you a story quickly while he's handing stuff out? Oh, it's about kind of about this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So the other day, he runs into a petrol station and he's like, "I'm gonna buy you a snack." I'm like, "Please don't buy me a snack. The vegan thing makes it difficult. Just don't stress."
Are you vegan now?
I've been vegan for like a year.
Oh, okay.
Please don't let's discuss it.
So anyway, so he comes out with like McNabs, like a packet, and I thought it's like maybe like sherbet or like Super C kind of things. So I open up and I pour everything in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever like had like McNabbs? A vital multivitamin?
I can't remember.
Have
that.
You ever had a multivitamin?
Yes, I have. But
you know that taste, that bitter.
Oh.
Just imagine like shoving like a 6 Panados in your mouth.
Yeah.
Ew.
So I expected like it's going to be like a sucker or something. It wasn't. It was like pure bitterness. So I'm there like gagging while he's laughing his ass off. I'm literally like throwing up these like
bubbles,
like ganja root. Like,
buy it for the gag effect, Christian. I really thought it's gonna help you, but it smelled like leaves.
It's so and bad.
Corpsings, rotting corpses.
It had like yucca roots and stuff in it.
Okay, so everyone, open your
bottles.
Bottles. Open a bottle close to the mic so we can hear it. Please. This is radio, people.
It's not sparkling water.
Is your mind open?
It's too. No, but not like a lot.
Okay, contrived.
Quiet. There's a song in Matilda. Quiet. Quiet.
Listen. Quiet. Shh, shh,
shh. You see?
That's ASMR right there. You're welcome, folks.
Okay. So, two purple ones. Put it in your mouth.
Can I put water in my mouth first?
Put it in your mouth. I've got it in my mouth. It tastes like copper. Okay. Slug. Okay, slug mine.
Yeah, that flavor. Imagine like 6 of those without water.
Kom, Shaman. Yes, as you sit on the one thing in your hand.
Yeah, for fuck's sakes. This now I'm tripping. Eh? Like
no,
I'm
you're not going to trip.
You're sitting, you cannot.
This is an experimental radio.
If my nose starts bleeding.
Okay, do it in Ghanos now.
What you're going to see is that you're going to be so witty, you're going to be so full of energy, that you're going to be hooked on it, or next week you'll be on cocaine.
This is purple. Okay, it better not be Viagra.
I need it. Well,
isn't Viagra seriously blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah, I don't, but Viagra wouldn't then work for me, isn't it? Because, I mean...
Your clit would be
engorged.
No, isn't it like...
it might not. I don't know. It's for the heart. Essentially,
yeah,
it was meant
like
for
blood
the
blood pressure medicine or something.
Heart.
Yeah.
For the heart.
For the heart.
Heart. Heart means a heart.
Yeah, the joke still works in Afrikaans.
Hey, this is all cool.
I'm trying to be serious.
Makulu untondo.
Rian, what have you brought for us today? What can we look out for?
I brought some Kwaito dancers.
Mm. Oh, are they angry?
But they are very good. They are very
angry
good.
Dancers?
They are actually
Kwaito.
Only on their toes.
Yeah, Kwaito.
I'm such a
you're saying, listen to that. I brought some Kwaito dancers, but they are very good. So,
yeah, that
when means. Did you Whoa. Not bring someone who's good?
When?
You've always been giving us good shit.
Well, this has been my favorite, let me put it that way.
Okay.
Rather, so far.
Good save,
eh?
Other people be thinking, okay.
Yeah.
One of the funniest characters I have ever seen in my life is President Zuma. No, one of the funniest is from a music called Matilda. And I was
a movie sicky.
Did I say movie?
You say movie sicky.
Oh my god.
Like not even close to what we watched.
This is the Turbovite. Kicking in. It was a musical at Teatro. I loved it. I was in the first row. There the balls are kicking. I loved it so much. And it's my second time and I loved it. And now I could see because I'm half blind, half deaf. And so I went to Agnes Buchan's prayer day and now I can see now for fuck's sake. And I sat in front and this Mrs. Wormwood
nailed it.
Oh my god, she's funny. I just watched her all the time. I couldn't stop watching her. Because, you know, actors are actors. Sometimes they wait until their lines come. This one is going for it. I don't know how she rests. But she is here. And she's got a wonderful song called Loud in the show. And I think we should go for that. Listen to that. And then we welcome Claire to the show.
You blame
hello, Claire, we love you.
Oh, thanks. It's the
Turbovite. That's what keeps me. You didn't give you any, did
he? Oh, God.
Wait, it's
somewhere along the way, you've made an awful error. You oughtn't blame yourself now. Come along. You seem to think that people like people what are clever. It's very quaint, it's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round claiming that they know stuff we don't know. Now here's a tip. What you know matters less then the volume with which what you don't know is expressed. Content has never been less important. So you have got to be.
Oh, fuck me sideways with.
That was so nice.
Oh, it's like reliving the number again.
Yeah, now you out of breath.
It's like being shot out of a cannon every night. It's just
you are fantastic.
Oh, was that you, girl?
That is not. That, I believe, is Leslie Margarita. That is Leslie Margarita who played the original Mrs. Wormwood on Broadway. I believe.
She's better.
Oh.
She's better.
Wow, if you're better, then that's hot.
Oh, she tweeted me the other day, and I was like, I can retire now. Oh. I'm happy. She's fantastic. But yeah,
don't you want eardrums on your ears now?
Where is it? We looked for one. It's just gone.
Right. Are we just that unprofessional that we didn't give you eardrums?
I think Kent's got it.
No, we don't.
That's my doggy, right. Kent.
Blame Kent.
I love him. I came in and there's a puppy here. I'm in my
he's
element.
So sweet.
It's like a lounge. It's very
chill. I think
chill.
We've got to run around and look for eardrums. Who said that the last time?
Cairns.
I think Helen Keller's mother.
Do the can-can.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Oh, fuck me sideways. Well, anyway.
So that must be very exhausting.
Whew, yeah. I mean, breathing is optional. It's like being shot out of a cannon every night. I snatch breaths when I can, but for 4 minutes, it's just, you don't need to breathe.
That's insane.
Breathe when I'm off stage.
So I'm sure it helps with the weight loss, hey? Or the keeping it down. Does it?
It's great. It's like running a marathon every night.
There you go.
Gym watch.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can do that every night.
Yeah, it's great.
And I want to know from you, don't you think that's the best part in the whole musical, what you've got?
Well,
it's
I'm
so
biased, but
good.
I do love it.
Hey, isn't it?
It just comes out of nowhere.
You can just bite into it and go for it.
Oh, love it.
All the time. I mean, and Mrs. Trunchbull, of course.
Isn't he fantastic?
Oh, we had him. We had him. We all had him. And he is scrumptious.
Oh, he's so lovely. And it's his first musical ever.
I know. I know.
It's unbelievable. Hmm.
And that second outfit with the long legs, it goes on forever. Did you see that?
He's so tall. Like, scary tall.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was very good. Yeah, no. I loved it. I loved it. Again, people, you must really... this is international. This is like intergalactical standard. I think if Mars and Venus had to put on Matilda and we, Earth would send this version.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, no,
it was
insane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
London's
so
bleeding right
good.
Now.
Well, there were... There's a friend of ours on the show sometimes, Bad Nut.
Uh-huh.
You remember him?
I heard of him, yes.
He said he saw the American, the Broadway version of the Alphabet Gate thing, and it was kek, to use his words, in comparison to the South African version. That is stupendous.
Mm.
It's,
oh,
it's like a whole gate of the school, and they put the alphabet into holes like you've never had holes before in your life. It's insane.
It's insane.
First time I saw that in rehearsals, the process was a little bit disjointed in the beginning, but when we started coming together in rehearsals and I saw that for the first time, jaw on the floor.
I get chills every time.
Man.
It's so good.
So they are incredible. They like go balls
but
to the wall.
You can see that was worked and worked like a Soviet fucking camp in Serbia.
In Serbia.
Yeah, where's that place? Siberia. Yeah, no, and the choreography and the children's dedication.
Oh,
and, you know, the genius of the music. I love Dimension. So I sat there with a thing that was moving, and that was my leg. It was so just like...
We saw you last night.
Did you?
We did, yes.
Yeah,
everyone was saying, guys, it's in the front row.
You could see I enjoyed, eh?
Look, I don't look out a lot.
You should have.
Because I'm maybe
because I would have sent you kisses. Okay.
I saw you.
Yeah, no, it was, you were all stupendously good. And tell me, have you got any extra thoughts, Christian, after watching it again?
So I've watched it twice now. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I was focusing a lot more on what's happening in the background, and everyone is just always doing something. And it's so entertaining that, like, even when you shift your focus from, like, what's happening here in the foreground, that there's always something interesting going on. Like Miss Honey is, like, comforting the crying child. Or, like, everyone's pulling a face. Or everyone's always active. It was so entertaining because there's always just something happening
there's
on the
never
stage.
Never dead space. There's never a dead moment.
Never.
I mean, one of my favorite... I want to call it sort of behind the action type things, but it's not. I mean, he's fantastic. Is Rodolfo in that loud scene. I'm busy having a conversation with Miss Honey,
it's
trying
so
to
funny.
Drill into her head that looks are more important than books.
Mm.
And Rodolfo is moving the set with these vast
we were
Latin
dying
moves.
When we watched that.
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, I don't know how anyone can concentrate on the dialogue because he is a two-act ballet in the background.
Absolutely.
But it's fantastic. It never
it's
stops.
So
no
funny.
So funny. Yeah. I'm so proud of this production. Now,
me too.
You should be.
Are you Miss Fox or Mrs. Fox?
Am I Miss or Mrs.?
Mm.
Miss.
But you Fox.
Taylor.
Oh. Why do I think you're Claire Fox?
Well, my spirit animal's a fox. I'll take a fox.
Are you the right person to be here? Are you in Matilda the Musical?
I was last night.
Okay, Claire, I'm sorry. I've got two pills here for you, but you don't have to take them now. But if you have a double show.
Yes.
Yes. Do it. You will be winning awards on these pills.
They'll get me through loud.
Do that.
We'll go with the compliments of the Casper Radio Show.
Should you and not test it first?
How are you feeling now, Charmaine, after those pills kicked in? Not yet? In?
You know, I don't make a habit of lying.
You're slurring now like I'm going to get a fucking stroke now.
No, I'm good.
But can you feel your ping yet? Not yet. Christian, are you pinging?
Not yet. I think we're still working up to the pinging.
I'm pinging a little.
Okay.
You're pinging like a
BBM WhatsApp group in like 2012.
Now, your Kwaito group, have they got a name?
Yes.
What is the name?
Lit. They are the lit group.
Are they?
They are lit.
Lit. Now, when do you have to go out and coach and shake people around? I wanted to say shift furniture, but I couldn't get it to it. Do you have to?
Yeah, just the table.
Okay. So, do you want to go and do that for a while?
I'll go do that.
And
for
then
a while.
Just bring a spokesperson in.
All right.
For us.
I'll bring in. Kevin.
Will you be able to do that for us, Rian?
I'll do that for you.
Yeah, you know.
I'll be back.
These people are so amazed. Claire, did they tell you about an animal story you have to tell us?
An animal story.
Okay, so Christian, tell her briefer.
So Claire, do you have pets?
I do.
Oh my God, what do you have?
I have two babies, two dogs, both of them rescues.
Bless your little heart.
One's a little sausage dog, and the other's a Shiba Inu cross something.
I love Shiba Inus.
So cute.
A
Shiba what?
They're kind of like Alsatians mixed with Pomeranians.
Really?
Oh, they're just like fluffy, puffy adorableness.
Is it?
There's a meme. Doge?
Yes, Doge.
It's like that dog. If you know the meme, the internet meme.
I don't know the meme. Tell us the meme.
I'll show you. Yeah, she's going to show us her dog.
But anyway, so we have this segment every week where we have someone tell one of their favorite pet stories. Do you have a cute, adorable, heartwarming tale that you can tell?
Heartwarming or cute? I mean,
they don't want
just
death.
They're not allowed.
There's nothing not allowed here, Christian.
Just
this
no.
This is not the national
party. The only
party.
Rule is they can't die.
No,
they have to die.
Well, not in the story.
Later.
So there.
That's the meme. But that's not mine.
Let me see the meme.
He's gorgeous in that case.
Okay. Can we have that? Send that to Shemaine so she can send it to Christian so he can put it on the Facebook.
I can just Google I'll do that.
Put it on the Casper Radio Show Facebook. Because we are interacting with our viewers.
With the audience.
And we don't even have viewers. We have listeners. But the listeners will see the dance now.
Okay.
So they can go see the meme on the Facebook page.
Yes, you can.
Of the Casper Radio Show. I have to explain. Now this Provector.
Yes.
What is it before we get to the story?
Before we get to your stories, you can like emotionally prepare yourself for 2 seconds. Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves a beloved pet, even better. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Provecto. So Provecto is our sponsor. And they, what they do is they provide this little treat that you give your dog. And they eat it, and then it goes into their blood, and it gets like rid of ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks, so 3 months.
Nice.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Provecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Provecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or provecto.co.za to find out more.
Claire, when you're ready, you can tell us. Just tell me.
So my little sausage, Guinness is his name, Guinness the sausage dog, being in musical theatre, we tour a lot. We tour internationally a lot.
Should you leave him home?
they go to mom.
Aww.
They go to mom, and mom is very happy to have the babies. So they know now what suitcase out on the floor means. So I'd fully packed for 3 months in China, suitcase full. Disappear downstairs for a while. I come upstairs. My sausage dog is sitting next to the suitcase, and he's taken a massive shit on all of my clothes in the suitcase. I have to say, like, that is what I think about you going.
That is so sweet, but that's like,
I know, right?
He's so sad. Is it like heartbreaking whenever you have to say goodbye?
It is. I try not to say goodbye. I say goodbye like the morning,
and
like
then
I
just give them run.
Up, and then I ninja, because I can't.
Oh, wow.
I mean, when I come back, it's the most beautiful thing. They lose their minds.
Oh my god! I love seeing. It's like, have you seen those YouTube videos of like war vets coming home, and then they're like husky comes running.
Oh, they're magical. I
mean, there's a song called Dirt. It's quite civilized. It's by Charlie
and the Chocolate Factory.
No. That would be horrible.
Did you know that's what you was going to talk about?
No.
Oh. It's a song called Turd.
This is definitely a song from Matilda.
It sounds like Matilda.
It's Matilda.
Is this from Matilda?
Yeah.
Turd.
I don't know the crest on this
Miss
song.
Miss Honey sings this. It's called When I Grow Up.
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin at
that. How was that for?
So he definitely didn't click on the song.
We got When I Grow Up.
I looked for Turd and I got that.
Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean...
So this is Turd by...
famed musician...
Donkey.
Charlie Bliss.
I said this wasn't Turd.
This is Turd now.
I'm so sorry.
He's coming to your rescue. You better hook into the old age home where he's going to live. Right. So you can be right at hand there.
It's an old booty knob guy.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is a lot of shit.
So
can, that's why it's called Turd.
So thank you, Claire, for that lovely story. And for those who want to know, this story was brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
Knacking. That was a nice story. Rion, did you bring... Rion.
Yo, hello.
Thought you went to a fucking tan machine or something. Rion, who's sitting there?
It's Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Yo, what's up?
No, nothing.
And nothing's up.
And what's Kevin going to do now?
He is going to perform a fantastic dance, my favorite of the year by far.
Yeah.
I don't actually want to ruin it. I want you guys to see it.
But explain to us the background, because we're going to record this on video.
There you go.
All right. What's up, y'all? My name is Kevin. I'm here with my gang. We call ourselves Lit Gang. So we specialize in different kind of styles. Spoojua, crump, hip-hop, and just a lot of styles
so
that
what
we
is
do.
Spoojua?
Crump.
And crump, need to explain. Need to educate if you're going to say new words out there.
Crump.
Okay, for those who don't know, crump is a raw style. Originally is from the United States, created by Tad Eyes. So I took it and I learned it, and I've been pushing it here in South Africa. We have active crump competitions, and then I'm a dance instructor, and all of us here, we just are dance instructors. We just launched a new classes. It's called Pirate Entertainment Classes. We push, as I said, Spoojua. Spoojua is a South African style. It's a house style whereby you use gom, the new kind of house.
Gom is what now?
Thank you,
Shanae. Like, you know what, Kevin? I've learned through the years, if you don't know, you ask. People who don't ask say you sound stupid, but So excuse the answer.
Explain
the
question.
No, gom is actually like a new sound from Durban.
Okay.
So do more type of sound. It's house music, but
do that sound quick.
It's like
okay.
Do it exactly. Okay. But that's a do more type of sound.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we've been doing our push. Just right now, we just launched a new video. It's called Questa Vuvai. Shout out to Questa, his tracks. Where can people see this video? Right now, we just pushed it for Facebook.
What's your page?
Okay, we have different pages. Mine is Kevin Rath, Facebook. Then you got Superstar. Then you got Agri Disaster Madube, Facebook. So nice. We have our own personal Facebook account. We don't have like a group thing, but we make sure that we market it. As we hear, we're trying to market it as big as we can. We're trying to do something different. Not just a regular dance crew that is coming just to, perform.
Is it working?
It's working.
A lot of people will see now as well. Yeah. But there's a couple of styles you just mentioned that I absolutely know nothing fucking about. Because you were saying crumb and
crumb.
Like so I've got to really like and investigate this. Eh? Yeah. But are you going to be doing some crumbing now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some combing.
And some combing.
Some combing.
Yeah, so yeah, initially Lit Gang is a group of people who come from their different English.
It's okay.
Perspective. We came along. I tagged along just now this year. We're trying to form like not just a dance squad, as we said. We're trying to make like performances different from what people watch, and we like one of those political dance community whereby we don't like what we like. For example, I don't understand someone books a judge in a TV, maybe TV competition, and is not like a dance judge, doesn't have an experience. Uh-huh. So we those kind of guys who fight for the dance industry. We don't like stuff like that.
Celebrity just to be a celebrity.
You can't pay Casper because probably he's trying to judge or something. It's just an example. So we love you, Casper, man. We love you. I'm just saying, like, there's really weird organizers out there who just book people.
So you become
because
names.
Yeah.
So the word Lit, is that where your name comes from then?
Yeah, Lit Gang.
Okay.
Lit Gang.
Trying to change the game. Yeah. Did the cover for that song because now most of the dancers dance behind artists. So we want to make sure that, you know, we our own brands as dancers, not known as dancers that dance behind artists as pickup dancers. Yeah.
But it is true what you're saying because we spend so many hours and years training. Yeah. So for someone to judge a competition that has no clue, it doesn't make any sense because they're not
true
the qualities and the skill levels that we
need. Do we want a name and shame or are you just going to leave it?
No, there's no name and shame, but we putting it out there that we are the police.
And you can
and if
watching.
You're doing something out there, there's a lot of choreographers out there that are doing very well. There's a lot of things that we think as dancers, let me just say, there are choreographers there who are just biased and there are just people who just don't want to work with other dancers. That's what we're trying to do. We're from the east side, Boxburg. Shout out to Boxburg people.
Boxes! We love you!
Wimmo Park, Forslurus. So we all trying to make ourselves not just like East Kings or something, but we're trying to push the vibe that as South African we should help each other as dancers, and that's what we do when we come to radios.
Yeah. So when you say biased, in what way? What do you mean?
Biased, I mean that there's not a lot of dancers that help each other.
Okay.
It's more like if you get that money as a choreographer, you take it on upon yourself and just call the sake of calling dancers.
Okay.
We want to push quality.
All right.
That's
now,
what
you
we're
know
trying
why
to do.
I asked the bias thing? Because I grew up when, you know, people said black girls, the body is not good for ballet. And I mean, that trend is still going, but now people are starting to say...
But it's true, Shemaine.
Yeah, so I'm going like...
I mean, I have
so
to
do
be...
Do you understand what I mean? So
I can't see you in a tutu, Shemaine. I'm sorry.
Baby, I'm too big... for a tutu now, but
I'm just pulling
for a
your
dance,
fat
but
leg.
If you want me to tutu for you and give you a show, I could.
But you know what? Coming to the body wise, imagine it doesn't technically have to be about ballet. Look at as he was talking about the tutu. Imagine yourself dancing gom. Mm. Well, it's not the dance is not really called gom. It's called ibenga.
Okay,
which is Well, I can't even show it right now, but it's okay. Yeah, it's called Ipenga. But imagine yourself in a tutu doing Ipenga. You're being different, which is what we're trying to push. We're not trying to take over the East Rand or what we... Wait, let me say
or
that.
Or you're being authentic. It sounds to me like you're trying to say you're being authentic. Yes. You're trying to be real. You're trying to move from your place of spirit, which is actually consciousness, and which means that you're giving of
and
yourself.
I also wanted
and
to
that's,
add on,
that's brilliant.
I also wanted to add on him saying that some other choreographers are biased. What he was technically saying is that when you, as a dancer, it's hard sometimes to make it out there. So what we technically about is pushing dancers, you know, that you've got the capability, you are able to do it. And what, as I've got my friend here, Disaster, who I agree, he yesterday...
Yeah, they call you Disaster.
Because he causes a disaster coming to the dancing. He's the master of Isputra. Yesterday he opened his class dances, as Kevin mentioned, and it went great. The come out was very great, and we are thankful for the East Rand. So what we're doing is, we don't want to take over the East Rand, we want to take over the world.
Woo! Awesome. You know? So we need a name. That name needs to be mentioned. Who are you? Because you didn't
I'm the lit gang
name.
Mommy. My name is Bipila Malevia. You can get me on Facebook as Bipila Malevia. I'm the lit gang mommy.
Okay.
And I'm pushing this, you know? And what made me laugh dance is that I'm a, let me not say big boned, but I'm chubby, but I can dance. And with me being involved in this lit gang, it's me showing those young people that don't let people tell you that, you know what, you can't dance because you all meaty and all that. You can move. They can go on Facebook and watch my videos. Trust me. You can move. Trust me.
Okay,
so yeah,
great.
That's what the Lit Gang is about.
I'm very curious. Now, I've got a song here for Disaster. Okay. While you go and prepare with the song for Disaster I chose, and I don't know if he knows about this song. Yeah. It's just come out. It's by Ava Max, and it's called You're Sweet, But a Fucking Psycho.
Okay.
I'm very curious now, eh?
Yeah, no, I can't pronounce any of those words.
I haven't heard those words. It's like new. I want to remember them for Scrabble.
Yeah. How do you spell? How do you think you spell that?
Goma.
Om one. I can't click well.
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say because the Q. That's a Q.
Okay.
So we'll just say it's a Q-O-M.
Okay.
But maybe
do you
it's
get
a Q-H-O-M
Zulu scramble?
I don't know, because if it's, if the H is in there, then there's a left in the word.
Yeah.
So it's like off.
Is there Zulu scrabble?
I'm sure you can do Zulu
but then with
scrabble.
What's the click then?
It's like house
it
rules.
It will be the Q and the C and the X. Those will be the clicks.
But it's like also different. The click sounds different depending on which letter.
Yeah, the X is a cl. It's from the back. The C is a cl. It's from the front. And then the Q is a k. It's from the back of the top of the. Yeah, it's a long story. And then you've got the other stuff in there.
Now this thing I just played. It's a bit Lady Gaga, hey?
Is it?
No, isn't it?
It's very pop contemporary.
Yeah. Okay, but now our group is ready. Rian shows me. So, can you hear me?
Is Rian gonna record?
He is recording.
Oh, it's recording.
And five.
Okay,
four,
I'm gonna get up and see.
Three, two, one, lift off. Cut you for five. Sing it for five. Tell out, yeah.
That was very lit.
It was lit,
was
eh?
Hot,
oh my
god.
Oh my god. Thank you. So lit. That'll be on Facebook. People will, thousands of people will see you. Ellen DeGeneres will see you. She'll fly you first class on Zimbabwe Air to fucking Los Angeles, and you'll become world stars. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That
Kevin
was the Lit
Joel.
Gang.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lit Gang. Now, your music is, like, really good. I felt it.
I actually could feel it. I love how they feel when they dance.
Claire, is there a Claire Fox somewhere in the world? Why am I suddenly
are we still back?
Foxing you now?
I don't know. I mean, there's Megan Fox. I don't know.
No.
There's Claire Danes. Maybe but, like, there's no...
But there's only one Claire Taylor.
Well, I often get tagged on Facebook. There's a professional women's cricketer in England, and I keep getting tagged. Congratulations, Claire Taylor, for being inducted into the ICC Cricket Hall of Fame.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now you've made the switch to
musical
Broadway.
Theater to cricket.
Yeah. Hey.
Are you a lover of comedy? Because you have been in a couple of productions we have also like covered on this show. And I'm obviously now not going to get them wrong because I've got Claire Fox.
Okay.
But the Claire Fox I know was I Love You Perfect, Now Fuck Off.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. That was Claire Taylor.
No. Claire Taylor, yeah. Claire Taylor, that was fantastic. And then you were in?
Rock of Ages.
Yeah, you were in Rock of Ages. Remember, Rian?
No.
Tell her about it,
belting
man.
Belting my face off in that show.
I loved that show so much.
So much fun.
It was amazing. You were amazing.
Oh.
I'd love me to crush the whole show.
I must say, I'm having a lot more fun playing the villain.
Mm.
I adore people who sing beautifully and play these beautiful ingenues, but oh God, I love the villain.
Oh, Claire, I've got a job for you.
Stunning.
On Broadway, mm-hmm. It wasn't off Broadway, it was Broadway. There was a thing called Xanadu, and you must play that Olivia Newton-John part.
It is on
roller skates.
Oh, God.
She's on roller skates all the time. Remember that movie? They're all fucking roller skates.
No, I don't know.
That's every 80s movie.
You must watch Xanadu number one. They make a mockery of that movie. It
Stunning.
Is so funny. And then the Olivia Newton-John character, that's you, she is always there on roller skates, skating by, saying, is there a shrimp on the Barbie?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
Is there a shrimp on the Barbie? That's, of course, Australian.
Australian.
Yeah, shrimp on the Barbie. Yeah. On the barbecue. And
went right into it.
Yeah, she's like, this is my audition.
And
I told Yaku, I said to Yaku, bring that fucking musical. Because we love the Bee Gees. We don't love the Bee Gees. We love Jeff Lynne and Electric Light Orchestra wrote most of the soundtrack, and then the other guy, John Farrar, who wrote the other half of the soundtrack. It is so funny, and that is your part. You must fight for that part.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
The ancient has spoken.
Can I ask a question?
So listen to the ancient, the ancient of day.
in your role as Miss. Mrs.
Wormwood.
I was like, wait a second. In my head canon, you got divorced after the whole Russian thing. you and the Spanish guy like ran away. So how do you do the squeaks? Because you like you and your husband's character both have these like kind of squeaky inflections that you do at the end, and I'm just like, is that okay for vocal cords? Like, explain this to me, because like my brain doesn't compute how.
I mean, we do not. The Wormwoods don't stop shouting the whole time.
No, you don't. You're loud, eh?
Yeah, we scream that show.
That
dead.
Poor kid is gonna go, Daddy.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know. I guess like vocally, if you just bring the sound forward and put it quite nasal, you're taking it off your chords.
She's a professional, Christian.
I know, but it's just fascinating to me because it's like, I mean, obviously that she's screaming like for 2 hours every night.
Yeah.
For the next 2 months.
I know.
Like, the next year and a bit.
Oh, cool.
Remember.
We're going to Artscape after this.
We're going to Artscape after this. We're in Cape Town till the 2nd. We finish in Joburg on the 2nd of December. And then we go to Artscape for the December holidays. Mid-Jan on the 13th of Jan. We close in Cape Town.
Then.
And then we're off to Singapore.
Oh.
And we have many, many stops on the way. Finishing in January 2020 in China.
How is China going to take this?
No, but you must say it. I'm sorry. No. Can I just say, you must say it like Donald Trump. China.
China.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how like China will like take for a play like this. Because first of all, it's obviously very Western.
Yeah. Very
and
British.
Yes. So I'm like, I'm
British
very curious.
Humor. I am too. But I've been to China before on a show. We did The Sound of Music. Mm. And obviously very, very different. Mm. The Sound of Music was one of the musicals that
at the end they ate the children, I think.
Quite possibly, I don't know. But it was interesting. It was everything was subtitled, so when you have laugh lines, the laughs are coming 20 minutes after you've said the line.
That's so interesting.
Everybody's reading the subtitles. It's a little awkward, but we were sold out all the time.
That is so interesting. Yeah. So for all the music, like everything, just like subtitles the whole show.
I'm not sure how this one's going to work, but maybe not all the music. Well, quite possibly.
Because, I mean, like, the music is like 80% of the thing.
Yeah, and it's the story as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they will subtitle that.
I'm sure they will.
Isn't there a large expat community anyway?
Yes.
Do you know? Yeah, so yeah. There should be a market.
Well, we're there from middle of June to January. Sure. So wow.
It's a minute.
Middle of June to Jan.
So like 7 months.
How do you come home? Don't you miss home? What do you do?
Well, my dog shits in my suitcase.
You call your people and say you need to come to China. Or how do you take a break? I mean, that's a disaster for a relationship.
On a personal level, it's not easy. That's why a lot of people end up leaving the industry.
So that's why you're not Mrs. Fox.
That's why I'm not Mrs. Yeah.
It's a little bit difficult to go on a date if you're not in the country.
Yeah. So
Skype Christian.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the tours, but I think this might be my last.
Mm. Wow. Don't say it out loud yet.
Maybe.
Because you know what? When you say it out loud, then you're going to get another one.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yeah. We're like, oh, fuck it. No, yeah. I said it was the
last. I love musical theatre. I don't want to leave the stage anytime soon. But the tours, it's not conducive to normality.
Tours are wonderful for a while.
Yes. Yeah. And I've done it for 10 years now. So.
No, that's enough. Yeah.
I kind of understand what you're saying, because at a point in my life, I worked a lot away from home so much. I started thinking traveling was shit. Yeah. And now through, but now there's been years in between, and now I'm going, yes, the spirit is coming back again. Yeah. I want to travel again. But I mean, you have to do it. It's really painful.
I love it. But if there's short gaps in between where you can come home, that helps. Mm. That helps.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, we were speaking about that dance style called?
Quite so.
No, man.
Oh, come.
That is us. But the winning word in the World Scrabble Championship.
We back there.
Do you know what that was?
No.
What is it?
I don't even know exactly what it is, but it looks familiar. I'm going to spell it.
Oh, dear.
Who's the most English? Claire. G R O U. G R O U. T. I E R. What does that mean?
G R O U.
Grouther.
T I E R.
Groutier?
Croucher.
Groucher.
Oh, my grout is. No, I'm groutier than yours.
It's like when you lay tiles and you're like, no, I wanted more groutier.
I wanted more groutier.
So that's just the winning word. So what does that word mean?
Cross, sulky, sullen, those old warrior priests were but gruff and grouty at the best.
Okay.
Grouty.
Silky.
Sulky, sullen.
Sulky. Yeah. Sulky.
Grouty. Bad-tempered and rude.
Okay. Well, now that's like a good Scrabble word.
Grouty. That's grouty. Remember that word, and it's not that difficult to remember.
Spell it again.
G-R-O-U-T-I-E-R. Yeah. Right? Okay. That's it.
Groutier.
Okay.
Well, there it is. Word of the day.
Learn
something new every day.
I know. Let's listen to this.
When
now.
I came here, Claire, first.
Who is Jack?
I want to tell Claire
a
story.
Many people are at a loss for a response when someone says, "You don't know Jack shit." Now you can intellectually handle the situation. Jack shit is the only son of Aw Shit and Oh Shit. Aw Shit, the fertilizer magnate, married Oh Shit, the owner of Knee Deep in Shit, Inc. Jack Shit married No Shit, and the deeply religious couple produced 6 children. Holy Shit, Full of Shit, Give a Shit, Bullshit, Deep Shit, and Dip Shit. Against her parents' wishes, Deep Shit married Dumb Shit, a high school dropout. After 15 years of marriage, Jack and No Shit got divorced. No Shit later married Mr. Sherlock. and because her kids were living with them, she wanted to keep her previous name. She was then known as No Shit Sherlock. Dipshit married Loda Shit, and they produced a nervous son, Chicken Shit. Full of Shit and Give a Shit were inseparable throughout their childhood, and subsequently married the Heppens sisters, in a dual ceremony. The newspaper announced the Shit Heppens wedding. The Shit Heppens children are dog, bird, and horse. Bullshit, the prodigal son, left home to tour the world, and recently returned from Italy with his new bride, Pisa Shit. So now, when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit, you can correct them.
That was interesting, but I interrupted you very unchristian-like. When you first arrived in the what?
You are unchristian, so I don't understand why. I mean, you little atheist.
No, but I am so kind. Can one go to so kind to animals, to plants,
you know what?
To and people that's, who are kind.
That is a good thing because... I know. Do you know what? Yeah. Mm-mm. This doesn't mean
so, no, what did you want to say, for fuck's sakes?
Oh, for fuck's sakes. You started with your shit, so now I don't have time.
When you first arrived in this country, from what planet? I don't know. Are
no,
you,
not
are you
country.
A Scientologist?
No, when I started on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Mean, it's like so long ago.
I know.
You don't want to hear it anymore. It's like 3 minutes ago.
Tell Claire.
Anyway, so when I just started here, where was the train of thought coming from? I mean, there was a reason why.
You really didn't
know. Talking about traveling around,
traveling around the world.
I know, no, but when I just started here, he had this thing where he did the remember those. Oh, it came from Groutier. So now it was like, what's that word? So it reminded me of when I started here. He used to have these, every week there was like a quiz or something like
it's
that.
It's still happening.
But you know what? He did it in such a way that was so terrible because I go into meltdown mode if I feel, you know, kind of cornered.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He would be like, what is this and what is that and where did the queen do that? I always
put on
go
the
like,
spot.
Yeah, and I always felt so stupid. And the more stupid I felt, more I felt
that
like, oh
that
my God,
is what
I can't
we
do this.
Call good radio. The stupider you come across, the more the people enjoy it.
The closer you can get you to a panic attack.
This reminded me of a time that I don't want to remember.
I think when you marry one day, Claire, I think look for a guy with the surname.
If with her schedule.
Can I finish?
Jesus, that was dark.
I was really like setting up a joke and then... She comes in and she fucking jinxes my joke.
She just hijacked your joke.
Like, I had the whole fuck thing here.
You were on the M1 South.
Now I built up a joke.
I'm sorry.
So, Claire, when you want to marry, I think... look for a guy with a surname Voyant.
Clairvoyant.
That was. I want to say that's so not dope.
Clairvoyant. And they would say, "She
Voyant.
Is clairvoyant."
Yeah.
And you can just say,
"Let's see if there's a surname." Like
or
that.
What if you have like a hyphenated last name, like Lee Now, like an Asian
clearly
guy.
Now.
So then, when people are like, "Has anyone seen Claire?" And then like. Yeah, I can see clearly now.
Or you can just go for the plain old simple Van Veen. I'm just saying.
He's still trying to get married.
He's looking. Actually, the two of you would understand because he's a dancer. You also, you know, you
I must
do music.
Say,
and
I will never be with somebody in the same industry.
Yeah, that's
as
a
me.
Good call. Good call.
Ooh, really?
Crash and burn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm officially stopping next. Dancing now today. It's been real. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, now we are. We got three.
Ik Lansie probeer breek vir jou daar so 'n fucking nag. Daar van kom hy.
I sent everyone 3 emails about papaya pips. Can I please have the answer now? I wanted to know the beneficial qualities of papaya pips because we as artists need to eat healthy things. Apparently, papaya pips is like the god's old turd. So tell me.
So
apparently, it's terribly bitter.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching the video now?
No. No. Tell me the beneficials.
Well, so good for your skin.
Good yes, for blood.
That's actually right. So it's kidney and liver is really the two things that it like apparently helps. Even though I don't believe anything on the internet anymore. Yeah. But apparently it helps a lot with like liver disease. It helps clear out your kidneys.
Is it for alcoholics then?
Sure. Like throw it into your martini. Why not? Okay. It'll just like kind of counteract each other.
And
but I'm scared of pips.
Anti-inflammatory.
Why are you scared of pips?
Because you know like pips. Apple seeds have like arsenic in them.
Do you know Gladys Knight? She's got pips as well.
So I'm just like
she had the pips.
Like why? Like, why? What made papaya special that they don't have arsenic? Or do they just have, like, low-key arsenic?
And but then what just... is this thing? Because they're saying that you must just eat the pips. And that will
like
have...
throw away the rest of the papaya.
Yeah, scoop out papaya back.
So it says it lowers cholesterol. It's rich in vitamin C.
Because it's all over the internet.
And antioxidants. It helps with weight loss and
you
it
see.
Boosts your immunity.
Yeah, but if you eat, like, who wants to eat after you've eaten like a handful of like papaya pips? Like, are you gonna like be like, appetite is really?
Well, obviously, you're gonna have to figure out how to eat it. It improves digestion, so maybe you should shovel a.
But how
a
do you eat
down.
It? Do you blend them into your smoothie in the
that
morning?
Sounds like crunching a really good idea.
Aren't they bitter?
They are bitter.
They say it's
because they don't want us to eat them. That's the whole point of plant pips. They don't want to be eaten.
They
want
to grow.
Yes.
But one for the ladies, it says it's good for menstrual pains.
Oh.
Okay, so
and
I can have them.
Age-defying skin properties.
Ah, okay. It does what?
Age-defying skin properties.
Oh, that's nice.
Pimples.
Grind them and then put them in an Avo with some olive oil and make a mask.
Okay,
go,
Pinterest.
I'm doing that.
Slow your roll.
I'm going to do that.
Isn't this wonderful music for this information? And Christian,
yes.
Tell me about Sweibrand.
Sweibrand. Never had it. I'm 23.
No. Didn't you get my fucking WhatsApp?
No, you sent me fuck all about Sweibrand.
I sent you something about Sweibrand. That's why I lead it in.
That's if it's what it really means.
God.
So what do you want to know about Sweibrand?
I want to know.
Why did you send me shit on the WhatsApp group?
Because did I? Did I send
I'm going to look now. But I doubt it because I went through everything yesterday and I was like, no, you didn't send me nothing. You sent me nothing. You want me to lead in with a joke and there's nothing for me to work with.
I'm sorry. Okay, what you can do is you can lead in part two of Abrovecto and you can ask Rian how is it going with those duckies.
Of course.
And all the other stuff that he had to kill for the farmer.
Jeez.
The dear old farmer.
So, Rian.
Yes.
About those animals.
Oh, Sweibrand, yeah.
So tell us about your animals. How are they doing? Are they coping?
Yeah, well, they've been taken to the farm yesterday.
Oh, that means death.
Oh,
yes.
Are we talking about like Animal Farm taken to the farm?
No,
like they sent a horse to the farm and then that's actually the glue factory.
Oh, Claire doesn't know what we're talking about. Fill it in.
I have a mini zoo at home.
At your home?
Yeah.
He moved into Pretoria Zoo, so.
With ducks and chameleons and rabbits and
oh wow
yeah, so we actually live on well I used to live on a farm. Our folks still stay there, so I took half the
zoo
the ark back to the farm. And there were six ducks, so they were the friends' names Chandler, Joey.
So they're all at the farm
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're all at the farm.
Oh man,
are they going? Are they getting big?
They're in a good place.
Yeah, I mean it's weird hand raising them and then like giving them away. Like that kind of sucked, but at least they a lot of more space.
So your zoo home was that like in a residential area? Like
it's in an estate, so it helps with a big garden.
How do your neighbors feel about that?
Divided.
Okay.
It's the best way to put it. But they've kind of gotten used to it, so it's fine.
Cute, man.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what's your favorite, like, animal in your ark?
My giraffe, probably.
I literally can't tell if you're joking or not.
Wow.
Okay, you led in with, like, I've chameleons,
like,
ducks.
My mind about you. Rian, you should have kept it because you just about had a moment of I've changed my mind.
He's, like, on Gumtree looking for giraffe.
This is giraffe. My giraffe is called Stretch.
Oh, that's a good name, too.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
So the bunnies, though, I've always wanted to know so about cute. Bunnies and you know. But
yes, yellow nine.
Clearer.
So anyway,
so that's where the expression comes from.
Mm. Mm. So this was brought to us by
this animal story was brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas and mites for up to 12 weeks.
And what have I got on my hat? My head.
You have a Bravecto hat on right now.
And what is on my hat says it?
It says 12 weeks. Oh, and then it's got a line. Chew for ticks and fleas.
Okay. I got that thing I sent you. I apparently sent it to someone who was wrong. Maybe I had some sleeping pills already. Because I can see I crossed it off. It was sent. So some fucking niece somewhere in Holland got this.
Like Christina Hendricks is like, who the fuck is this?
Knaande swebrand kan jou lewensgehalte knou, Christian.
A lot of alliteration happening.
Mm. Mm. Hier is a paar maniere waarom dit kan help. But I've crossed it out. You see, so
why
it's very
did you
difficult.
Cross it out?
Because I thought I send it to you. Mm. So read it for us.
So is the crossing out, does that mean you...
That means I send it to
you. Didn't, so the joke's on you. Okay, so I'll try to... Yes. What the... Gasper, I'm not, like, bad at reading. I just can't physically read through his red strokes.
Try.
We've
done this bit.
Nou, here's a paar maniere waarop jy dit kan help voorkom. Eet gereeld... Klein maaltye en hou op rook. beperk jou inname van alcohol, chocolade, kaffeïn, sterk gegeurde kosse. You don't know what I'm saying, do you?
I can.
So why are we
less alcohol?
Yeah, verloor gewig.
Lose weight.
Yes.
For this is like heartburn.
Is this still the
for my klere wat styf om die middel sit.
We've segued on. We're talking about like heartburn now.
But what is the?
You should come back here. I think they've. What do you call that thing when you initiate someone into a group? The way we've treated you was kind of
yeah. We've
like
kind of
really
adopted
bad,
you.
You know, so you are allowed back here like several times a year.
Oh, don't
you go?
You are.
Out.
You're a friend of the show. That's what she's trying to say.
No, because we've been really rough.
That's
what
she's trying. Rian, where are you going now?
I don't know where that thing went. Are you getting a?
Rian, where
are you diabetic?
Going?
I don't know. It left.
No, but Rian, tell us on the mic.
Hello.
I'm going to the doctor.
To what? What's happening?
Okay? I'm getting an injection.
Oh, that kind of injection. And
wanted to get man flu.
Oh.
So my life's officially ending.
Oh, okay. Well, we have loved you on the show.
Thank
and
you very much, guys.
We will talk about you. And you know what? We'll play highlights. We'll play highlights at your memorial.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay. And I'll do a dance for you.
Yes. Even speaking of English now. You're English now. It's all right.
Bye, Rian.
Bye, Rian.
So, as the one, the king is dead, long live the queen. As Rian is fucking off to the doctor to maybe end his life, we got another extra special guest who just walked in, and that is none other, a woman who's been circling us like a Boeing for the last month and a half, not finding the studio, waiting for us in Krugersdorp. God knows what went through her mind, but she is here. Aww. Michelle Botha.
Yay!
Thank you, Casper.
Can you verklaar?
I can verklaar, yes.
Oh, do you want to say something to each other?
Hi, Claire.
Hi. Hey.
So that's the show. Thank you for listening.
Good chat.
So Claire is playing this Mrs. Wormwood. She's
in
doing it so well.
Annie.
Oh, Matilda.
Annie, Matilda.
Crossover.
Yeah, crossover.
She is so
brilliant. Good. I heard the show is brilliant.
Michelle is very good with comedy as well.
I hear so. I've seen the words being spread on Twitter.
She was she's very funny. So I think you two would delight in each other's performances.
Oh.
I think so.
Do you know what's such a pity about being in a show is that you struggle to catch other shows.
Because it's at the same time because as all the other shows.
You go to work at 6 p.m., you do your show, and that's the same time as everybody else's shows. That's the one thing that when I'm in a contract, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could see this, and I wish I could see that.
We don't worry, so we'll perform again. You can come and see.
Stunning.
That's the alarm to check our turbo boost, right? How are you feeling, Christian?
I'm genuinely concerned about you sometimes. What? Like, that was haunting.
It was impressive.
But are you feeling better?
I'm feeling great. Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling awake.
Good. Shemaine.
Oh, I'm loving it. Oh, my God. I'm sky high.
Is Turbofine sponsoring us? Because they're getting a lot of...
They should. Okay. And I think I'm going to play this. But Michelle, have you ever had Turbofine?
Yes.
And...
wonderful. It's amazing.
It is, hey. Especially before you have to
perform. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
I feel like I'm getting this via osmosis and diffusion. And
We gave you, remember, I gave you a pair to take away. So one day on a double show, tonight, you're going to die Turbofine, and the people won't know where the fuck you are. So good.
You'll be floating.
Yes. I've got a question. The kids in the show, do they travel? Are they going to go with you guys, or are they recasting? Yes.
Wow.
These kids are superstars. They are superstars. Still doing school, so we have a tutor.
Wow.
And kids who are not on stage are on standby at the theater, and they do school, they're studying. Wow. And
what a life. I wanted that life to when I was a child.
That's intense.
I want stage and movies, and I wanted to be the first James Bond of eight. I had these ideas, and I was too young for my time.
They are loving it, these kids.
So sweet, the way you said, right? I've never heard a white girl do that.
What?
We should just go, man, I'm feeling the black on you.
Michelle, this show about tits that you were supposed to do, you know, I'm there tomorrow night at the homicidal Hollywood, what's it called?
The Hollywood.
Hollywood costumes?
Yes.
Yes.
Not costumes.
Yeah, just Hollywood costumes. I was looking for, am I in the right direction? And
you're right, Little Theatre. I'm there tomorrow night with my show.
Oh, like it.
Yeah, I know.
Competition.
So I'll be thinking of you. But you have moved on to the Centurion.
Oh, I have.
That's fantastic. That's like the one Roman said to the other, I've moved on to the Centurion.
But yes, I'm there.
No, but tell me about this show.
The show, it's a one-woman show. It's a comedy.
Uh-huh.
It's about Deborah. She's 43.
Oh, and Deborah is, of course, the Gaelic word for depressed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, it is a very gay-friendly show. There's lots of gorgeous music. Woo! Anthems and things in the show.
It's the money.
Sorry. With bras. Anyway, so she talks about trying to find the love of her life, goes through a couple of relationships, and then we get the perspective of her bras telling what happened before.
My God, when did you write
this show? Yes.
Is it like vagina monologues, but with underwear
bras
on?
Vagina monologues? No. It's
but with underwear on.
Yeah, no, with bras.
The bras become characters. Interesting. And they talk about.
So it's from. Is it from? But it's from their perspective.
Yes.
I love it. So those bras have stories to tell.
Yes, darling.
I'm seeing the bras. I'm looking like this floral bras. There's a pointy.
Are you playing the bras?
Like, yes. It's a one woman show, so I do everything.
But a bra, surely, it's not just one.
Look, that's why my fingers are full of glue, because I'm making... We started off with just like a boxy... You know those 1950s box type thing?
Are your fingers still full of glue?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
it's like a lifelong dedication, the show.
It is, because the first things didn't work. So now we're trying headgear. So the bra will be on my head.
Yes!
For the folks at home, costume. The gesture was big.
It's huge.
Like, it's very big.
When you sit at the back, you can see it. You know? So, that's what I'm doing at the moment.
But, Michelle, you sing as well.
Yes.
So, do you sing as a tit?
Yes, there's one song that the tit sings, the bra.
Sing Commando that
the
day.
Bra.
It's Britney Spears. Oh, baby, baby.
Why don't you do a bit of it?
No, it's a surprise.
But just sing something for us.
I must sing something for you.
Yeah, please. And then we all, but not to know, ek kon nie vir jou leer van radio, nie te naam nie aan die mikrofoon nie.
Janie,
ek het al, ek heb geneem. Ja, nee, mense kom hier in en sê nie, ons weet alles aan, fuck all of it off.
I'll try my best, Casper.
And we must all join in, eh?
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you? Oh, we're all drawing. Okay, well then this will work.
Just a nice thing for the viewers at home, for the listeners who are now sitting, looking at their phone.
Watching and waiting. Okay. First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without me by my side. But then I
spent so many nights
thinking how it did me wrong, and I grew strong.
And I learned how to get along, and now you're back. From outer space, I just walked in to find you. I said, look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you, Yuki. I know, but
medic
would be back to bother me.
Go on, go. Yes, that one.
Walk out the door.
I don't know what it's doing.
Just turn around now.
Can I ask? Are you okay? I'm genuinely someone like, can we get like a signal just to be like, it's all good?
Backtrack doesn't sound like that, but close.
Can we just mess you up now, Michelle?
What a girl power, like, second half of the show today.
No, not at all. Here's girl power. Absolutely.
Director, maybe she has this. We got this.
So
we got this animal thing where we tell animal stories.
Oh, no.
Do you have pets?
Oh, I so do.
Do you?
I've had all my life.
You know what? We love to do a segment where we ask people what their favorite pet story is. So if you've got...
Or the one that you can remember.
Okay, the only rule, they can't die in the end. They can't be like, no, he's a lovely dog, and then the Bucky came. And
oh, my God.
if he did die, make him alive.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
And who brings this to us?
Okay, and this segment is brought to you by Brevecta. Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves a beloved pet, then even better!
Mummy, why are my cockles so warm?
Well, because you keep covering them in blankets, honey. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Brevecta.
Oh!
There you are.
So I had this dog called Rafiki.
Had. Oh. We started like had.
Yes. Yes, but had. There's more. So Rafiki was is a pug, but I once took him to this shopping center. He was small. And this German woman stopped and said, oh, what dog is this? I said, it's a pug. She looked at him. She's like, oh,
a which is a little bit French as well.
Yeah, whatever. This is not the pug. So I was told it's a pug, but it's apparently a cross.
Okay.
So his favorite thing to do was to chase
what?
Yes.
Alcoholics.
No, luckily not.
The turbovite's kicking in now.
He chased shadows.
Shadows.
Yes. Shadow. But they said to me, it's a sign that the dog is loon. But this dog was not loony because he would look up to find the birds in the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then he'd like, okay. And then he'll focus on the ground. So the moment that the birds, he knew where the birds were so that he can.
Because dogs struggle to look up. So now he can just look. Yeah, dogs have a thing about looking up. So it's easier for him to be like following the bird's shadow on the ground to chase it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Currently, I have a blind pug, actually. She's the naughtiest dog I've ever had in my life. But
because she can't see a fucking thing.
True. That's also true. She will find the toilet paper roll and then grab it and run. Oh, and the toilet
little confetti moment. Yes. Or what's it? Streamer moment. Like that.
Yeah, she loves Lego. That's her favorite thing to chew. So yeah.
Not good. Because I don't think plastic is...
No, but she doesn't. That's the thing. She doesn't swallow it.
You just step on them in the middle of the night and you're she found a little Lego piece.
And she also loves cat truffles or cat biltong.
Is it made
know what
of
that is. No.
What?
It's cat poo.
I'm just checking.
Thank you for checking because I didn't. I was clueless.
Cat biltong.
Cat biltong. She finds it.
Anyway, moving on. These animals.
Thank you. Well, you didn't want death.
The song is called Rafiki, apparently.
Oh, marvelous.
I can just see cat truffles.
It's cat poo.
sounds really good.
You could either call it cat poo or a cat biltong.
No one ever says, I'm sorry, no one says that. You're one of the only people I've ever heard.
It's just a different name for cat poo.
And that is some cow shit right there in Casper's hand.
I bought us all some snap sticks. Again, forgetting that Christian, my young brother, does not eat anything but plants.
While you're opening that pack of sherry.
Can I? Oh, it's a nice sound.
We love radio. That animal story was animals stories.
Yes.
Were brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
And I'm an ambassador for Bravecto.
Okay.
Bravecto.
You want to take a second?
I'm an ambassador for Bravecto.
Yes,
people.
You are.
I am. I'm proud.
Yes.
How's the cake?
I'll try to keep the conversation going. Say bravo to Bravecto.
The older I get, the more teeth I lose. I've got five teeth.
Have you lost a tooth?
I have five teeth. Three at the top and three at the bottom. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to chew. And also to taste.
Really?
I mean, you would think, yeah, because, I mean, the metal or whatever it is that they make the dentures with or the teeth with, it takes up some space where you really don't realize how sensitive your mouth is.
I'm gonna throw up.
To taste and what? To what?
Why do that shit.
What? Oh, that shit.
You just lost, like,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, so you lose a little bit of, not sensation, but you lose a little bit of taste, bud activity there.
I just burn my tongue on coffee every morning, so the first half of the day, there's no taste.
There's no taste for the rest of the night.
Okay.
I love these sticks.
You're like, you know when you give babies like a marshmallow and they just kind of like make it sticky? That's what you're doing with that poor
Casper is assuring like his life depends on it.
Michelle?
Or rather sucking. Are you having the same problem I have?
Yeah, who's
Michelle?
That's Kent.
Yeah. It's my dog Kent.
Okay, I gave him biltong. I hope that's...
He's actually allergic to meat, so...
No.
It's really awkward.
Thanks.
Coriander makes him...
You looked at me, I said, whose dog is this? You ignored me, so I just gave it to him.
Because I was too shook by the loud chewing in my ears.
Michelle, when is this show happening at Centurion Theatre?
Sorry about that. On the Saturday, the 1st of September.
September. Okay, so we all go back in time.
I'm glad. I hope the show went well.
Oh, it's been fantastic. The 1st of December. Saturday, the 1st of December.
Okay.
Yes.
At Centurion.
At the Centurion Theatre at 7:30.
Where can people get tickets, by the way?
You can mail the Centurion Theatre, Susan@CenturionTheatre.com.
Mail in like an envelope?
Yeah, they've got a whole month
for the... But how, is that the start of the run? No, it's just one performance down.
Why?
Rush.
Because... Crickets tickly.
Because the bras tickets are just quickly. A lot to deal with.
Because I've just started with it, so find places to perform.
Okay.
Tricky. And the theatres are expensive.
Mm.
Okay.
See if the bra fits.
So one night only.
So one night only, people.
Awesome.
Wow. In December. So, okay, you can email on... But can't you book most on the Centurion
website?
Yes,
you
can. You can, man.
Go to the Centurion website, Centurion Theatre website, and then look for Storm in an F-Cup /Bravardus.
It's funny. And you sing.
I sing.
And you play Gilda. Deborah.
Deborah, and then two bras.
Can we identify with Deborah as people?
Yes, of course. Are we speaking about as gay men?
No, man.
Oh, because you go
human beings.
The way you went, right? You were like, you touched your chest.
Oh, please,
like, you're such a
he's getting heartburn from the salt.
Can we? I get it.
Get
from
some
these
papaya
people.
Seeds.
I see that. I have to. Yeah. Like, my guard is up like
you're
this.
You're a fucking sexist.
I go from being the race issue and I go to being the homo issue and I go to
sexist.
Every age issue and
fucking
so
colored
sorry,
bitch.
So my bek is net so groot. So they're so lost without me. I'm the cultural measure stick. You bloody well better because what do you think I'm doing here?
I know, because you love arts.
Yeah, sometimes.
She likes the snacks.
Clint, which shows would you prefer people to go watch?
Jesus.
Which shows would I prefer people to go watch?
Like a Friday night or a Monday morning or a whatever.
You know, they're all pretty good, but my personal favorites are Friday nights and Sunday evenings.
Okay. Oh, because you were on fire last night.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So Friday night is just because it's the one show. Hey.
Yeah, I think Tuesday to Friday we've got one show, so you know, we give it our all. The weekends.
And you're well oiled by the Friday.
By Friday, yeah. And by the weekend, we've got two shows on Saturdays, two shows on Sundays. So
Turbovite's
going to carry us through there, you know, the stamina. But Sunday night, Monday is our weekend.
Hi, Monday's Claire, our day off. I heard that you were playing in Matilda the Musical.
Yes, I am.
And what part are you playing?
I'm playing the role of Mrs. Wormwood.
Oh, is that a funny part?
She is rather funny, yes. She is Matilda's despicable mother.
Oh, it sounds gorgeous. Now, sometimes you have to have physical energy, memory support, and increased mental concentration.
There's so much.
Yes, I do. That sounds great.
It does.
Tell me more.
No, you've got it already, Claire. But I just saw on some days when you do two shows.
Enhance.
There could be some more memory support. Especially when you called Matilda Glenda. So I would like to recommend Turbovite. Drink two an hour before your second show. Mm. And I think you're going to... Girl, you're going to remember that name.
Glenda, you're going to remember Glenda.
Turbo Vite makes you feel all right.
Whoa. Get it. Get it. At some stage.
That's awesome.
Claire, when you were young.
Why are we...
She's still young. What, Claire?
Claire, when you were young.
Girl.
I think I've asked this already to Michelle. That's why I'm asking you. What's the first song? Christian, you know what I want to ask
her. So when you were younger, what was the first song that you remembered like going?
This relationship is becoming really dubious between the two of you.
We brothers, for fuck's sakes. He's my young brother I never had.
It doesn't matter. It's becoming really, you start a thing and then he knows where you go. Yeah.
Because we are like siblings.
I mean, I've been here every week for like last 6 weeks.
I don't think
weeks.
You are necessary, Charmaine.
I can go.
Yeah.
So when you were younger,
the
first song you heard that you were like, so this is music that you were like obsessed with.
I don't even have to hesitate. Rodriguez, I wonder.
Rodriguez, I wonder. He's going to look it up for you. Did you like jam out to it?
Man, it just felt
that,
like...
That
you're off. Yeah. You're switch off. You don't have to speak.
Yeah, that guy who didn't know he was famous in South Africa.
I guess you're half gebakte to broekie hier so.
I wonder. I wonder. Mm. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
And I wonder how many times you have said... Yes. Diane.
Yeah.
Ooh, my God. I ken him ook.
Yeah.
It's them.
Oof. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
I didn't know. Oh, Ken loves it. Look at the tail waggling.
I wonder how many times you've been had, and I wonder
I can just think.
How many plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex.
Can you give me a calculator?
Do you know who will be next? I wonder.
I just need a piece of paper, darling. And a pen. Thank you. You can't just ask me questions. Just how many questions?
A lot. It's like a job interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
About the love you can't find, and
I can't find it. Fuck you, then.
How much going have you got? And I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder.
You're like a child.
I wonder.
You just keep But why? Yeah. Wonder I do. I'm sure you're like really furious, Rodri. Right? Oh my god. About the tears and children's eyes. Yeah. Soldiers. Where? Outside? I think you should go for help. Wonder, don't you? Never like you. Apparently. Because you're just walking around wondering. How many times? What? My dreams. Again, you fucking pervert.
Very invasive.
Supposed to do.
Yes. And now he fades out. He walks away. Do you hear that?
It's such a weird trend from that time where music doesn't end. It just kind of like slowly walk away from the mic.
Yeah. Can't I just end the song? Sorry, I'm still got the build up.
I wonder, and then like a chord, and then...
So like... Done. And I wonder... Ba ba da ba da ba ba. Woo! Yeah! No, it's... And I wonder... Where is my next line? And I wonder... if I will get out of this building...
It's kind of like they got distracted.
I know!
Who will be next? I mean, the switch in this place...
Hmm?
It's a sweat, man.
Yes.
It's my natural sweat. I've got natural sweat.
I think it's been on this whole time.
Oh, well, we need some fresh air.
Well, open it up. I told when we walked in here, I said, give us the fresh air. Because remember, the whole sex show was busy here.
I know. Steamy.
Steamy sex.
If only that was the case. But it is not. So where you guys been while I was away?
We were wondering.
We were wondering
about Rodriguez and his sex life.
Oh, how is he doing?
He's doing good.
He's not
you
doing
know.
Wrong.
Hey.
Could be better. If only he had some Turbovite to turbocharge his life.
Yes. Why don't you phone him, Christian?
Sure, I'll phone Rodriguez.
Okay.
He's under favorites.
Hello.
How's it, bro? I don't.
Bro. Yeah.
So that
song is older than
not
Christian.
Appreciating the song.
What's all that talking? What's that bitchy talking there in the background?
Don't switch me off, yeah. Don't.
Who is that? She sounds like a fucking colored bitch.
You have no idea how much trouble you are in right now.
What did you say, Christian?
Hey, Mr. Rodriguez, yes. Sir. So we were wondering,
I was wondering too. You know what? I wrote a song about it.
No, you did not.
I did.
When?
Fucking years ago.
1970.
Exactly. That was my mother.
Wasn't even
my old mother who shouted there from the back. Mother, go back to the bed. Okay. The doctor said you cannot move.
You need an accent.
I wonder.
That was nice. Okay.
Why is always Casper in trouble, Shemaine? Mm-hmm. Why is he in trouble?
Because he called me a colored bitch.
Say something. Okay, say something to me. say something to me then.
No, I'm not here to
balance it
you.
Out. Are you gonna go?
I have to do it when you're not watching. So I mean, what's the deal with that?
Our Twitter followers are waiting.
Are you not gonna go to the geslachtsraad, that place, with a bit of this audio, and you're gonna play it to them?
What's a geslachtsraad?
No, that complaint cock.
Oh, Guy Owens. No.
I mean,
no,
this isn't radio,
so
that you can't go to the.
If I do that, then I can't be mean to you, so.
I can be mean to me.
No, not yet. Michelle is here.
She's going to wait.
When you're not expecting it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It may not be today.
Michelle, you were in a lot of musicals.
Yeah. A lot. When the musical wave was waving.
And Michelle, you white Caucasian bitch.
Yes.
Tell me something.
occasion. What was your I thought you just needed one word there.
I know. What was your favorite part so far in a, like a musical musical? I loved you in that send-up of the old Afrikaans movie. What was it called again?
Altijd in my drome. Yeah, that was great.
You were phenom. Well, didn't you win a prize?
No.
Oh, what the
I'm too Caucasian white bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It wasn't
anyway.
Afrikaans?
It was Afrikaans, yeah.
Don't say Afrikaans like you want to vomit.
No, I'm just...
You want a bag?
I'm just saying it's like ridiculous when you say that because you're white Afrikaans bitch and the thing is Afrikaans. And I go like,
yeah.
That's good to be a white Afrikaans bitch.
In that music, white specifically,
Afrikaans,
yes.
Caucasian is like a little redundant.
No,
that would be good,
no,
yeah.
There are some people... Who are not white, who call themselves Afrikaans.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not Afrikaner.
But yeah, white and Caucasian are very redundant, though.
Yeah.
I didn't say white Caucasian. Speak
he
to
said
Mr.
white
Samson.
Caucasian. No, I am into the Afrikaans people. I never say Afrikaner.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love my brown Michelle? And my black brothers and sisters.
You say
I love them with all my heart.
Sausage.
Because I self, I'm a fucking koi, Shemaine. I'm a fucking koi.
I know Krutua se ou eiers.
Krutua?
Krutua.
Yeah. And Michelle, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was in Spamalot, was Lady of the Lake.
Were you in Spamalot?
I played Lady of the Lake, yeah.
I didn't see the local version. Yeah. I saw the West End.
What?
And the Broadway version.
Did you saw the Broadway version?
I saw the Broadway. Yeah, I did saw the Broadway version.
You saw the
what
Broadway
fucking
version.
Fucking Krugersdorp English was that now?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I saw the Tim Curry.
Oh.
I know.
And that, the lady who played Lady of the Lake,
I can't
that
remember
actress.
Her,
she was in, wasn't she in, what was that medical thing?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Oh, she no was the dark-headed chick.
Oh. All
won
of them.
Award for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she thinks Sarah something. She played
like the lesbian girl.
Cleo.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can
Calliope. What's her name?
Calliope. Yeah. Yes, she's hot.
She played the Lady of the Lake.
Sarah
apparently, when she accepted the award, she also thanked this pharmaceutical company for keeping her voice together. Yes, because it's a motherfucker singer.
Sure. But I can I can just imagine how good you were.
It
as the
wonderful
Lady of the Lake. Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Can
I
give you the smallest piece ever, huh?
Okay, now I'm looking for Lady of the Lake. I got something that looks like Chinese.
Okay,
this
is Lady
of the Lake.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't, hey?
Whatever happened to my part?
Yes.
Yes.
What part?
She has, that's
her
song.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Spamalot now because I wrote in Lady of the Lake and I got some Chinese card.
No. Go Spamalot, then.
In Spamalot.
What's the song called? It's... The Diva's Lament.
Diva's Lament.
And Christian, hi, my little brother, won't you ask Michelle about when she worked with me?
I heard through the grapevine, this is a little thing I picked up. You may have worked with the Casper de Vries.
I so did work.
No, you did not.
Yes, he cast me as the bloody dyke opposite opposite Marion Hollum. Yes, I played Aletta. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. It was great fun. I loved it.
What was this?
This was in Casper Rasper, ne? Casper, yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't remember. It was in Hakensteek.
There we go. Sorry. Yeah.
What is the song's name?
Diva's Lament.
Diva's Lament.
La Diva's Lament.
That's obviously cut from soundtrack.
They were like, that's enough.
This one?
I don't know.
It's always a good start when...
What ever happened?
What
yes,
ever happened? It was exciting at the start. Now we're halfway through Act Two, and I've had nothing yet to do. I've been off stage for far too long. It's ages since I had a song. This is one unhappy diva. The producers have deceived her. There is nothing I can sing from my heart. Whatever happened to my part? I am sick of my career.
That's sweet. Can you take those notes?
Now.
No, you, I don't want you to sing now, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I went above at the end, my dear.
Yeah, God. There you go.
Just the norm.
Don't let down.
Claire, and what's your dream thing you want to do?
That's how he ignores you.
My dream role?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to still do what? Tell me about the highlights of your life so far where you can go. You're sitting there, you are 98 in the old age home, and your great, 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 great children say, Oma, what? No, oh, they wouldn't
great,
be Afrikaans.
Great, great, you better start.
Mammy, mammy.
You were like four nanny. Times great. I mean, they now. Did. That's like 100.
Granny, but she's 98 now.
They are predicting
nanny.
That people are going to start living longer.
What was
now.
Nanny's biggest part? Don't, and I don't mean body.
Probably. This one's up there. Mrs. Wormwood is up mm-mm. there. Probably Sally Bowles in Cabaret.
Oh, you yes. did?
Yeah,
in you the, lucky
in
Cape bitch.
Town at the Fugard Theatre.
Oh, wow. Lovely.
That was amazing.
What
that
is your amazing. Dream role to get that you'd, like, if you get it, you'd retire?
Norma Desmond. But there's still some time.
Okay, for someone that's not a musical theatre nerd, Norma Desmond's from?
Sunset Boulevard.
Of course, I knew that.
Yes, she's really? An old films, a silent movie star mm-hmm. that is mm. going through... the struggles of yeah. becoming redundant as the talkies come into.
Okay.
Said in the 30s-ish.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, 28 about the first talkie happened. Wow. And that would be, but you can still wait because Glenn Close is like 95.
Mm-hmm. There we
go. And she's still playing it.
I'll play it when I'm 98. Mm-hmm. Ready for my close-up. And,
but let's go rewind to Cabaret. Who was your MC?
Charles Johan Lingefelder.
Oh, and lovely. Who is he?
He
Canadi.
Is. Yes, you ruined that for me. I was so excited. I follow him on Instagram. Yeah, he is. He was the inspiration for Canadi. He was like the co-writer, right? What, they co-write it.
It's his. It's like his story.
Yes, it is his story, but I can't remember if he co-wrote it.
And who plays his part?
Skulk.
Yes,
Skulk
2 points. You see, it's not that difficult.
But Michelle, have you seen the movie?
I get things.
Beautiful.
I feel like everybody has to see this movie.
Did you watch it?
I have not yet, and I'm going to.
You have to.
I promise I'm going to go to the theater. I'm going to support South African film.
Groundbreaking. I gave him a... Can I nog 'n pistukkie kry? Okay, then it's fine.
It's a groundbreaking movie. It's really...
Okay. I've heard the most amazing things. Everyone's raving.
Mm. Basic plot is...
Really it's
gay!
Okay, so now the normal people synopsis. So it's just about a bunch of guys that are in the choir during the war times in apartheid
called
era.
The Canaries.
Well, there was like
the Canaries is the Luchtmachse.
You didn't have to go to the border if you had some sort of exceptional talent.
Yes.
And when you were drafted, you could join the Canaries, which is the choir.
And usually, when you are exceptionally talented, what are you?
Gay.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's basically just kind of following this group of men's story during that time.
Okay.
And how they like figure out what their sexuality
is. It
is
it sad? Is there sad moments?
It's poignant. It's poignant.
Yes, but it's like happy answer. It's got like a good balance, I think.
Great.
Like you don't like leave going like, give me sleeping pills. It's time to go.
And because it's younger generation, pent up cuck that I have felt all these years now came out. Where they like said, but you did this and you fuckers and you let us believe that kind of thing. And you go, yes, out. Let it out. It's fantastic.
But it's fascinating for like also I think the young kids. It's like I didn't like. I'm so detached from like apartheid era. So, like I know so little because no one talks about it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting seeing like.
And the border.
Like
war.
Yeah, like I. Yeah. Like you know,
which
like the vague.
A lot of people.
You know, like
I
their
know
headlines.
A couple of guys who are completely loony.
So just kind of seeing that environment and seeing how people were at that time was really, really interesting. Really beautifully directed. Christian Wittendahl, I think.
And you know.
Oliver Hagen.
What we normally don't... I'm speaking English on your account. I know, but sometimes you go so fast and then you use words and then you're going... but anyway, so one of the things that you very rarely see with our productions as the, like the gel of the cast, and they really... They're such a beautiful bond.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
I mean, they communicate with one another. You can actually... they're believable. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing jarring about their characters and interactions with one another. It's really beautiful. And I always look for some of that stuff with our productions, and then you go like, you just cast somebody, you know? but they don't work with one another.
But
you
it's,
know,
it's
or
coming
stuff.
Right
but
now.
This is that, that
once
casting
again,
is really
with Matilda
great.
As well,
really
that excellent. Cast looks, that cast looks very well tight night.
Yeah. It's such a gift, you know, to be able to give your audience.
You're playing till the 2nd of December. I'm bringing yes. my son.
But no, you're playing on the 1st, aren't you?
I'm playing on the 1st. Yes, but there's still time. Yes. You don't see Matilda.
But don't bring your son when you have
no,
to do
I'm
a
not
tit
bringing my son to the tit show. It's not a tit show.
It's a bra show.
Why can't her son come to the tit show?
Because she
it
is
a little bit.
Doing the show. Yeah, and people will be missing the tits. But tell me, how long is your show?
It's an hour.
Okay. Is it long enough, though?
It is, Gasper. If you have to do everything yourself, an hour is enough.
Okay.
And yes,
it's a lot of food for thought.
Yes.
Okay.
And you will laugh yeah. as well.
Matilda is like 3 hours long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you really get value for your money.
Yeah. Stop with this bull. You know, like, why is it that the duration of a thing has a money value to it is amazing to me. Because someone yeah. said to me the other day as well, but why is it like it's just this song? So, because that's the story. What more do you want?
Yeah, but also then 20 rand per town.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, no. But Michelle, yeah. I would recommend my biggest friend and my lowest enemy to come and see you.
Don't you, sorry.
Wie dat gedoen?
Hy het gedoen. Nee,
die hond is daar by julle voete.
Hy het gereverse en toe reverse oor die hond.
I take no responsibility for that.
Oh, it wasn't even me. He's just stuck in the cables.
And he's not walking properly. Anyway, that was nice to have you on the show, Christian. And really,
it was a nice one, you know.
Just nice while you were here.
I had fun.
Fucking maiming my
while it lasted.
This maim was brought to you by Bravecto.
If you do not support animal abuse, get Bravecto.
Yeah, it will last you 12 lactating fucking years.
Casper, Cassie, this nie maim nie, this is meme.
What?
Meme?
No? Oh, no, I'm talking about like a maim, like as in like
oh,
gravely injured.
The dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your main class show as well.
Oh my god, I don't have to make excuses
okay.
anymore.
So, let me talk to Claire and Michelle.
Okay.
Now,
bitches.
What's up your sleeve?
What's up my sleeve?
Is there a musical coming? Is there something? No, but there was like a big flourish of these musicals that you were in.
Yes, and then the wave died out. I also had my son. I think so a little bit. What do you think?
When did you get a son?
8 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, he's 8.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Wow. He's still lovely and cuddly.
Yes, but he's like recently started becoming aware of himself, so...
Just fucking eat them.
Yeah, I tried, but
no,
it didn't work.
No, children. Who eats no, children?
It's 2018. We know that doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
no,
work.
No, we don't. Don't eat children. Don't try that at home.
Yeah. So it's just Hazel Feldman and Peter Turin doing musicals now. And they're all touring.
And
so.
Jaco van Rensburg.
And Jaco and them, yeah.
But Jaco did her one that she was in, and she was good.
No, that was Quissy. That was Quissy. Jaco wasn't involved.
Was
in
Jaco not involved in that at all?
No,
we were doing
not at all.
I Love You Perfect Now Change at the same yes. time. I think
yes,
the
yes,
same
yes.
But
you
same
were
in.
Yeah.
But you were all in my show here as well. And I saw Jaco and Jacobus Quissy as well. So I'm a bit confused.
I know. It can get confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were I Love You. Come change now quickly because there's a new musical.
Now I'm confused. No, Casper, I don't. I don't.
So some the turbo driver is now worn off.
And you didn't even have.
Time to top up.
Yeah, time to top up on your turbo bite.
Okay, so have you got an interesting fact?
Yes. So Halloween was this week for those
Ooh.
And I feel like one of the main like symbols for Halloween, you got the pumpkins, you got the bats, and you got the black cats.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, love them.
And so did you guys know that due to superstitions,
no.
in which they appear the black cats now.
Which?
fewer black cats are adopted than cats of any other color, statistically speaking.
Racist. Oh, wow.
That's really sad. Please do. And if you want like a little bonus fact,
yeah,
cats have their nose prints. They're all unique, like human fingerprints. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, you can like shove them onto some ink and on a piece of paper.
Dog print as well. Dog nose print as well.
Bonus fact.
Bonus.
That was interesting. And was it brought to us by Turbo Light or Brevector?
This animal fact was brought to you by Brevector, the tasty treat that protects dogs against insects, fleas, and mice for 12 weeks.
Mice?
Mice. Even mice.
I don't like mice. I like mice.
If you're tired of mice leeching off your dog.
Oh, Claire, I would love you here every day, but I can't because you got a job to do.
Because she's going to China soon.
China forever.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been to China?
I have.
Oh, China's lovely.
Bring me something.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring him a hat. He'll like you like
that. No, line
a
horn.
Wow, no.
Michelle, which country are you going to visit soon?
Apparently no country.
So South Africa, that's exciting.
Very much South Africa.
Aren't you taking your show Bravadas from Ardiva?
Yeah, yeah.
To Urania?
Maybe.
That's okay. An avenue.
You will have to wait and see.
Hello, Van Stout.
That's an avenue.
Okay.
I think that's a very good idea, actually.
Yeah, I've never been. I want to go on a tour, apparently.
I want to know who's performed now in Urania. Like, has Kurt Darren, like, traveled?
Maybe he does. We must find out.
How big is it? What is the population?
Urania is like...
I don't think it's very big. I think it's like it looks like a lodge, like, from the...
It's like a big suburb.
They present it overseas to the world as if it's this big nation, but it's not. It's like those fucked up religious people, the
Saitlanders.
In America.
The Amish, are you talking about? No,
they're fine. I'm talking about those ones against the gays.
Jeff, what's his name? The,
yeah, Baptist. They're like that. They're like four people in them.
I thought you were talking about the Westboro.
So 892.
Ah, okay.
That's fucking less. Nothing. That in my shows at the State Theatre.
Mind you, that's since 2011. Thanks
but
for keeping
anyway.
Me here.
If you want to see as well, there's a Netflix show called Dark Tourism. It's by
Dark Tourism.
Yeah, Dark Tourism.
The New Zealander.
The New Zealander. Yeah. Yeah, he's got the last episode of the first season. He goes to Urania.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they very poor?
They are.
No, they are, but they're doing things for themselves. Like,
they don't need the money.
Really? Are they building their own houses or are they getting people in? Because that's not doing
they're building a wall.
I'm going with hearsay.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like it's fact. But I, knowing South Africans, I mean, even me, myself, we like to hire in some help. You know?
The irony of that would be the funniest thing ever.
The irony.
The irony.
I just want to say something. It's not a political statement. Our time is up.
Oh.
And... Oh.
Our time is up.
It flew by.
Flew by. Claire, I love you.
Donkey,
you're
I love
perfect.
You.
Perfect. Don't change.
Don't ever change.
And you, Michelle, I want to see that tit show, and I want because I love your talent. You are a natural.
Thanks.
I'm in the top 10.
Tell me you love me, Daddy.
No, this is the main song. This is the main song because
Did that sound terrible?
Yeah, that sounded awful. That was the worst thing you've ever said on the show. Tell me you love me, Daddy. Ew. Shemaine.
That was to cuss, but I mean, can you not see the idiosyncrasy or the idiocy of that statement?
I mean, I don't know what you're into.
Not that kinky. No. You know, you a straight girl with a gay guy, that's trouble.
It would be a very
awkward
interaction.
We might be the same age, but...
Interaction.
Cassie, get us off the air now. Because Christian is going on
I'm
about
trying
my,
so hard to my, avoid it.
I think that I said, tell me you love
Thanks
Daddy.
For listening, folks.
Hello! This is CliffCentral.com.